Marcia Modesty is an assistant professor of education at Penn State. She teaches future superintendents, and she says Stanford's $230,000 a year salary is not a number she would call eyebrow raising.
It seems to be on par, if not even slightly conservative, for the kind of work that the community on the board is going to be expecting.
Modesty says 80 hours a week is a reasonable expectation for what will go into running a district the size of Allentown. 22 schools, 17,000 students, around 2,500 employees, and an annual budget of over $300 million. And according to district data, nearly 90% of its families are defined as low income.
The roles, responsibilities, expectations for a superintendent, particularly now, particularly in districts that are diverse and are working to meet the needs of students who may have been underserved in the past, students of color, students from poorer backgrounds, really spreads across four broad areas.
Those areas include providing a vision for schools, equity work in the district, basic administrative work, and political leadership, including negotiating for limited resources from the state. Penn State's Edward Fuller has researched superintendent salaries and charter school CEO pay across the Commonwealth, and he says superintendent pay is linked to retention.
If you're not going to pay them a reasonable amount for that job, they won't stay.
Fuller explained that longer tenures increase the odds that a superintendent will be successful in their role. Chloe Nouvelle, WLVR News.